breathing mechanics. When we inhale, our ribs laterally expand. They also expand forward and back. So it's a 360-degree expansion of the rib cage. If you're a chest breather, what you'll do is you'll expand your rib cage more forward than out. What this will do will put more pressure on your lower back and create more tension in your neck muscles and will maybe lead to shoulder and neck problems down the road. If you breathe shallow in your chest, you can also be sure that you're going to have more stress and likelihood of heart disease and stroke. As we know, these are comorbidities. Breathing shallowly through the mouth is also associated with restlessness at night and sleep apnea. So the first thing we want to do is try to focus on breathing through our nostrils, inhaling and exhaling both through our nostrils. We want to keep the tongue on the tip of the top of the palate behind the back of the top of the teeth. And that's where you want to kind of keep your tongue. So resting in the top palate. And you close your mouth and just focus on your inhale and exhale through your nose. The first thing you need to do is learn how to breathe through your nose throughout the day. And then you want to try to transfer that as you sleep. When we inhale and exhale, our diaphragm moves up and down. So when we inhale, the diaphragm lowers. And we exhale, it goes back up. When we inhale, it flattens and moves downward like a French press. And as we exhale, it balloons upward toward the chest or the top wall located near the heart. The diaphragm is actually smaller in size on the left side because of the heart. And the two lungs of the lobes of the lungs on the left side are smaller. So you have two lobes on your left side and you have three lobes on your right side. So there's more room in the lungs on the right side, which means that there's more space on the right side of the body, which also turns into a dilemma because we try to make people symmetrical, but the body in human is not shaped symmetrically naturally. So your psoas major on that left side is a little bit thicker and bigger. And then the right side is a little bit smaller. So some people may have asymmetry because of those muscles, and that's totally normal. Breathing mechanics can help with that. Inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your nose are going to help. One, filter the air, warm the air, and moisten the air. It's going to prevent bacteria and fungus get into your body by way of the filtration setup process of the nasal cavity. If you look at the anatomy and physiology of a nasal cavity, you'll see that it is made and created for breathing. You'll see that the mouth and mouth passage where you eat is not created for breathing. You'll see that they serve two different roles. The mouth is just a process in which if we can't breathe through our nose, we have the ability to breathe through our mouth. So we don't want to rely on mouth breathing. We want to try to focus on inhaling and exhaling through the nose. When we inhale, those ribs will laterally expand outward. We want to think of that air going into our back ribs when we inhale, into our back ribs, especially the back lower left side. Think of the air going that way. And as we exhale, our ribs should go down and in. They shouldn't expand even more. So they should go down and in on your exhale. And that's how the ribs and diaphragm work. They kind of crunch down on your exhale, inhale, they kind of expand, exhale, they contract. And if you do that throughout the day, think about it, it's 20,000 times a day. That's just think, all those contractions that happen in the diaphragm, in the intercostals, in the ribs, all that tissue molds and adapts to your breathing patterns. And your breathing patterns are related to your posture, and your posture is related to your breathing. So, you know, focusing on better breathing is going to help increase your posture, because if you're not able to breathe into positions, then you might be in a bad position. But remember, the best posture is the next posture. You never want to just practice a sitting posture too long unless you're meditating. And remember, move as much as you can the joints as you can possible. So this is an episode on breathing mechanics. Hope you enjoyed it and have a good day.